why is that, and actually kind of wants to find out about it. So you've got to be quite an inquisitive person. I think you've also got to be a relatively tenacious person. So you kind of want to get to the bottom of things and things like that. So I think you need to kind of have those kind of base personality aspects. One to make you a good planner, but two actually so you actually enjoy your job. Because I think that a lot of times you don't know, enjoy planning, then you're not going to be very good at it. It's kind of a, you know, it's a positive feedback loop, I think. That
I would just, I would add one specific criteria there, because we just went through on the grad recruitment, it was very specific to the brief that we had this year, and that is we were very much looking for people who are instinctively good thinkers. And by that I mean the way they just look at the world, the way they get really deep into the most random subjects, the way they're like a little geeky. And that's, you can't teach any of that stuff. That's just the way they are, the way they pick up on things and want to interrogate, investigate things. To me, and to this agency, we feel they're the raw materials what makes a great planner. And it might be that they might not have necessarily the best people skills, or they might not necessarily have super organizational skills, and we can see that from the off, but we can train them on those things. If they've got the raw materials of the great strategic thinking and just being able to interrogate the world and understand people, and just that's, they're not necessarily training things, they're things that are just innate as a human being. So they were the kind of people planet, and they were very distinctive from our account men.
I think it's kind of a turning out of the world in a different, slightly different way, kind of think parallelly a bit, and kind of be able to kind of take things from different areas and bring them together to kind of create something new that kind of otherwise you wouldn't have thought about. And I think that that is kind of inherent in you.
Yeah. And the point is planners are the springboard for where we go with the creative. And it's through their insights and their thinking and their investigations, their interrogations, their closeness to the people that we get these different ways of doing things. Like, we've been working with Volkswagen for 50 years now, but we still keep coming up with different ways of selling the story of Volkswagen. And that comes about through people just constantly kind of looking to reinvigorate it. So that's where planners really have that skill. And they're very different from a camera in that sense, I suppose. Should be. Yes, look, it's going to be a difficult one, because agencies that have positions to fill throughout the year are generally looking for people with experience, even if it's a year's experience or 2 years' experience. They still might be junior people, but they're still probably looking to fill a hole that they've got of needing some support on a team. So those positions are going to be for people, they're going to be filled by people who have got the experience, because that's the way that works, which is the beauty of the graduate recruitment campaign. We are specifically up for just saying, it doesn't matter if you've never worked a day in your life, it probably helps, but actually we're looking for a person to fit in with us and add to us, to then connect, crack in from there. So the short answer is it's going to be difficult to speculatively get in touch with an agency and go, look, I've got no experience, I work for chips, but I just want in. But at the end of the day, you've also got to remember that we're a very entrepreneurial kind of industry, and you know, if you stand out and find a way to just get on the radar of the right people at the right time, then it can, of course, it can work for you. And when I did the interviewing process, for all the interviews that I did, at the end of each interview, I said the same thing to each of them, no matter which way the interview had gone. It was no indication either way. And that was, if you really want a job in advertising and you're really up for it and you're not ridiculously stupid, with a bit of tenacity, you will get in.